Even as yet another Thursday Live is drawing to a close, this is your friend Prem from Team Radio Sai, and with me is Sai Prakash, also from Team Radio Sai, and we welcome you to yet another episode of our weekly series, Shravanam Mananam Nididhyasanam, wherein we contemplate about beautiful messages given by Swami in his discourses, and the discourse series which we are dealing with right now is the 1990 Samukho series. And as Brother Bishu left you with a message, yes, we have a special guest in our studios, and we are very, very grateful to Swami for making this possible. We have in our midst today Professor Nanjundaya, one of the senior most members of the Sai family, a person who has been associated with Bhagwan's educational mission for over 4 decades, if I'm not wrong. And the most important reason why we are very happy and excited about having Nanjundaya sir as part of this team is that the series we are listening to right now, the 1990 Samukho series, was translated by him, even as Swami stood there on the stage and gave these messages in his inimitable lucid style. Sir was the translator of those discourses. He stood by Swami, and in a sense, he was the first listener of all these discourses. And it is our honor to have you, sir, in our studios. On behalf of all members of Team Radio Sai, I welcome you to this program. Thank you for joining us, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, Sai Prakash, shall we start the discourse right away? We have finished the first discourse of the series, that is the discourse delivered on 20th May, the morning, the inaugural discourse of that Samukho.
Yes, I think this is the second discourse.
Right.
And this was delivered on the same day in the evening.
Right.
Just to give a very broad outline of the first discourse.
Right.
I think Swami started with the importance of truth and righteousness, Satya and Dharma. Then he went on to Bharatiya culture. And then he went on to
Samskriti.
Samskriti. I think more or less he came to the end of the discourse one with Samskriti and the importance of refinement. And towards the end of discourse one, Swami told that we should understand the importance of the different instruments that we have. And he said those instruments are the body, the mind, the senses. So those instruments, Swami is going to deal with the details of each of these instruments in the discourses that are to follow. Do you think we should start directly with the discourse clip? That would be nice. We could hear to the clip from Swami's second discourse, and then we could discuss.
Definitely. Yes, sir. So what do you suggest? Shall we start with the first clip?
Yes, why not? Only one thing is, when the time comes which is appropriate, I would tell you about the summer courses also.
That would be really nice. That would be really nice.
But meanwhile, we can start off.
We can play the segment of discourse.
Yes, yes.
Sure, sir.
So I'm going to play for you the first clip of that discourse. It's about 9.5 minutes. And at the end of it, we will reflect on the poignant points Swami makes in the course of that discourse.
Rattamu మాంసశల్యముల రాశియు దేహము మీరు కాదు రక్తము మాంసశల్యముల రాశియు దేహము మీరు కాదు సువ్యక్తము కాని కోరికలు వ్యక్త మనస్సును మీరు కాదు సువ్యక్తము కాని కోరికలు వ్యక్త మనస్సును మీరు కాదు ముక్తికి బంధకారమగు మోహపు భ్రాంతియు మీరు కాదు ముక్తికి బంధకారమగు మోహపు భ్రాంతియు మీరు కాదు మీ శక్తిని మీ శక్తిని మీరెరుంగగల మీ శక్తిని మీరెరుంగగల శాశ్వితుడౌ పరమాత్మ మీరేగా. మీ శక్తిని మీరెరుంగగల శాశ్వితుడౌ పరమాత్మ మీరేగా. మీ శక్తిని మీరెరుంగగల పరమాత్ముడు మీరేగా, పరమాత్ముడు మీరేగా, పరమాత్ముడు మీరేగా.
యు ఆర్ నాట్ ద బ్లడ్, ద మాస్ ఆఫ్ ఫ్లెష్ ఆర్ ద బోన్స్. యు ఆర్ నాట్ the unmanifested desires or the manifested mind. You are not the infatuated delusion which is coming in the way of liberation and which is binding you. You are the permanent Paramatma. Who can confer on you your own real capacities?
ప్రేమస్వరూపులైన విద్యార్థులారా,
ఎంబాడిమెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ డివైన్ లవ్, డియర్ స్టూడెంట్స్,
దేహము, ఇంద్రియములు, మనస్సు, బుద్ధి, ఈ నాలుగు కూడాను మానవుడు ధరించినటువంటి ఉపాధులు మాత్రమే.
ద ఫిజికల్ బాడీ, ద సెన్స్ ఆర్గన్స్, ద మైండ్ అండ్ ఇంటెలెక్ట్ ఆర్ ద వెస్చర్స్ ఓర్న్ బై ఈచ్ రియల్ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్.
ధరించినటువంటి పదార్థముల యొక్క రహస్యమును గుర్తించినప్పుడే ఆ పదార్థమును కూడాను సరి అయినటువంటి స్థితిలో మనం ఉపయోగించుకోవచ్చును.
ఓన్లీ వెన్ యూ అండర్స్టాండ్ ద సటిల్ మీనింగ్ అండ్ ద మిస్టరీస్ ఆఫ్ ది క్లోత్స్ దట్ ఆర్ వోర్న్, ద వెస్చర్ దట్ ఆర్ వోర్న్, యూ బి ఏబుల్ టు యూజ్ దెమ్ ప్రాపర్లీ అండ్ ఫర్ యువర్ ఓన్ బెనిఫిట్.
మీరు ప్యాంటు, షర్టు, బనియన్, కోటు ఇవన్నీ మీరు ధరిస్తుంటారు.
యు ఆర్ వేరింగ్ ప్యాంట్, షర్ట్, కోట్ ఎట్సెట్రా.
ఏ ఏ ఉపాధిని ఏ విధముగా ధరించాలి అనేటువంటి విషయాన్ని మీరు గుర్తించినప్పుడే అది సక్రమమైనటువంటి వినియోగంగా మీరు అనుభవిస్తారు.
ఓన్లీ వెన్ యూ అండర్స్టాండ్ హౌ టు యూజ్ అండ్ హౌ టు వేర్ ఈచ్ పర్టికులర్ క్లోత్, యూ బి ఏబుల్ టు వేర్ దెమ్ ప్రాపర్లీ అండ్ గెట్ ఆల్సో ద బెనిఫిట్.
అట్లు కాక షర్ట్ అంటే ఏమిటో తెలియకుండా ఉండినప్పుడు దీనిని వికారంగా కూడా వినియోగించుకోవడానికి అవకాశం ఉంటుంటుంది.
ఆన్ ది అదర్ హ్యాండ్, ఇఫ్ యూ డు నాట్ నో వాట్ ఎ షర్ట్ ఈస్, యు ఆర్ లైక్లీ టు మిస్యూజ్ దాట్.
ఈ బనీన్ అంటే ఏమిటో దీనిని అర్థం చేసుకోలేనటువంటి వారు షర్ట్ పైన బనీన్ వేసుకోవచ్చును.
ఎ పర్సన్ హూ డస్ నాట్ అండర్స్టాండ్ వాట్ ఎ బనీన్ ఈస్, హీ మే వేర్ ఇట్ ఆన్ అండ్ ఓవర్ ఎ షర్ట్.
ఈ ప్యాంట్ అంటే ఏమిటో తెలియనటువంటి సమయంలో వెనుకది ముందు, ముందుది వెనుకకు ధరించవచ్చును.
ఏ పర్సన్ హూ డస్ నాట్ నో వాట్ ఎ ప్యాంట్ ఈజ్ లైక్ మే వేర్ ఇన్ ది రివర్స్ ఫ్యాషన్.
కనుక మీరు నిత్యము ధరించేటువంటి యొక్క వస్త్రములను చక్కగా గుర్తించి దాని పరిజ్ఞానం చేత అనుభవించడానికి పూనుకుంటున్నారు.
దేర్ఫోర్ ఆల్ దోస్ క్లోత్స్ విచ్ యు వేర్ యు హావ్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ ప్రాపర్లీ and have been using them also.
అప్పుడు ఆ యొక్క దుస్తులు సరియైనటువంటి రీతిగా అలంకారంగాను ఆనందాన్ని అందిస్తుండాలి.
Then only they give you beauty and also give you joy.
అటులని మనము ధరించినటువంటివి ఈ దేహము.
Similar is the situation. This physical body is worn by you.
ఇది కేవలము వస్త్రము వంటిది.
It may be compared to some clothing which is worn.
దీనిని ఏ విధంగా మనం ధరించాలి, ఏ విధంగా దీనిని అనుభవించాలి, ఏ విధంగా దీనిని వినియోగించాలి అనేటువంటి విషయాన్ని మొట్టమొదట గుర్తించినప్పుడే ఇది సద్వినియోగం అవుతుంది ఈ దేహము.
ఇన్ ది వెరీ ఫస్ట్ ఇన్స్టెన్స్ వెన్ యూ అండర్స్టాండ్ హౌ టు యూజ్ ఇట్, హౌ టు వేర్ ఇట్, హౌ టు గెట్ బెనిఫిట్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్, దెన్ ఓన్లీ ఇట్ వుడ్ బి ప్రాపర్లీ యూస్ఫుల్ టు యూ.
దహ్యతే ఇది దేహః అని దీనికి ఉత్పత్తి స్థానము, అనగా దహింపబడేటువంటిది ఈ దేహము అని.
దేహము విచ్ ఈజ్ రెఫర్డ్ టు బాడీ ఈజ్ ద వన్ విచ్ వుడ్ బి బర్న్ డౌన్, దట్ ఈస్ ది మీనింగ్.
మరణించిన తర్వాత దహింపబడటము ఇది అందరికీ తెలుసు.
ఎవ్రీ వన్ నోస్ ఆఫ్టర్ డెత్ ద ఫిజికల్ బాడీ ఈజ్ కన్సైన్ టు ఫ్లేమ్స్.
అట్లు కాక జీవిత సమయం నుండే ఇది దహింపబడుతుండాలి.
నాట్ దట్ వే అలోన్, ఈవెన్ వెన్ యు ఆర్ లివింగ్ దిస్ ఆల్సో గెట్స్ బర్న్ డౌన్.
ఎట్లనగా చింతల చేత ఈ దేహము దహింపబడుతుండాలి.
దిస్ ఫిజికల్ బాడీ ఈజ్ బర్న్డ్ డౌన్ బై వరీస్.
కనుక ఇది జడస్వరూపమైనటువంటిది.
దిస్ ఈజ్ ఇనర్ట్.
ఇవన్నీ కూడాను ఒక మాలిన్యంతో కూడినటువంటిది.
దిస్ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ డర్ట్.
మలినపు కొంప.
ఇట్ ఈజ్ ఎ హౌస్ ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ డర్ట్.
రోగమున బ్రగ్గెడు సేవక గంప.
ఇట్ ఈజ్ ఎ బాస్కెట్ విచ్ ఈజ్ ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ డిసీజెస్.
జాత సంచలనము పొందు దుంప.
ఇట్ ఈస్ ద వన్ విచ్ అండర్ గోస్ వేరియస్ మోడిఫికేషన్స్.
భవసాగర మీద లేని కంప.
ఇట్ ఈస్ ద వన్ విచ్ మే నాట్ హెల్ప్ యూ టు క్రాస్ ద ఓషన్ ఆఫ్ భవ.
భవసాగర మీద లేని కంప అమ్ముల పదిలంబు మనమెప్పు దలంప.
ఇఫ్ ఓన్లీ యూ ట్రై టు అండర్స్టాండ్ ఆల్ దీస్ థింగ్స్ బికమ్ క్లియర్.
నే నిశ్చలమని నమ్మబోకు మనసా, హరిపాదములు ఆశ్రయించవే అని ప్రబోధించారు ఈ దేహాన్ని.
వైల్ డిస్క్రైబింగ్ అబౌట్ ద బాడీ ఇట్ వాజ్ జస్ట్ సెడ్, వెల్ దిస్ ఈజ్ నాట్ గోయింగ్ టు బి ఎ పర్మనెంట్ వన్, రిసార్ట్ టు ద లోటస్ ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ డివైన్ విష్ణు.
దేహము పాంచభౌతికము.
ఫిజికల్ బాడీ ఈజ్ మేడప్ ఆఫ్
దేహము కూడా తప్పది ఎప్పుడు.
ఇట్ ఈజ్ గోయింగ్ టు ఫాల్ డౌన్ వన్ డే ఆర్ ది అదర్.
దేహి నిరామయుండు.
ద ఇన్డ్వెలర్ ఈజ్ ఎ పర్మనెంట్ వన్.
గణితింపక దేహికి చావు పుట్టుకలు మోహ నిబంధ బంధనాల ముద్రలు లేవు.
ఇఫ్ ఓన్లీ యూ ప్రాపర్లీ సీ దెర్ ఇస్ నథింగ్ లైక్ బర్త్ డెత్ అండ్ బాండేజ్ ఫర్ ద ఇన్డ్వెలర్.
ఆ దేహియే దేవదేవుడు.
ట్రూలీ స్పీకింగ్ ద ఇన్డ్వెలర్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ ఈజ్ గాడ్.
ఆ దేవదేవుడైనటువంటి మీరు ధరించినటువంటిదే ఈ దేహము.
యు ఆర్ రియలీ సచ్ గాడ్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్స్ and this physical body is worn only worn by you.
Darinchina dehanni varinchavachu.
You may like the body which is only
anubhavinchavachu.
You can enjoy the body
ani ye vidhanga varinchali ye vidhanga anubhavinchali aneetundi vichakshana gnanamto dinine pondali.
But you should enjoy and experience this physical body with a sense of discrimination.
I think as you had pointed out, this discourse is completely based on the body, and so beautifully and systematically Swami starts. First he makes the premise very clear: the body is something which you wear, it is not you. It is almost like an axiom which Swami is putting forth before he dwells into the concept of the body. He says it is only a vesture that you wear, and then he says, you know, why we should understand what the body is, what is the necessity to understand this instrument. And then he goes on dwelling on the word deham.
Correct.
What is the meaning of deham and why that appellation is given to this instrument. Sir, what would you like to add?
The whole focus is on making us feel, understand and get totally convinced that we are not the body, we are the indweller. The fact that Swami is addressing the students in the age group of 18 to 25 coming from various parts of the country and having accepted the material life as a matter of fact and getting drenched in it, getting immersed in it, how beautifully Swami pulls us out of the mores. He tells, you are God. The body is only a vesture. You are wearing it. Enjoy it. know how to use it to your own benefit, your own joy, and look at that positive way of making the students enjoy the worldly life, but at the same time don't forget your identity. You are basically God. So it is, Swami once told me, I told Swami, whatever word you utter is truth. Am I right, Swami? Is like truth. Then Swami said, no. It is not like truth. It is truth itself. In fact, the word is not truth, mantra. I said, Swami, whatever word you use is like a mantra, no, Swami. We were all two alone in the interview room. And then Swami said, no, it is mantra. And see how true it is when we see these sentences. And look at Swami, how he uses. I wanted to bring to your notice that Swami wrote a letter to the students in 1985. He had some hip injury.
Right.
He writes in that letter at the end, Nenu Kurchunutaku Vilukaka Acharalu Sarigav Rayaledu. I have not been able to, while traveling in the car, he wrote that letter. I am not interested in telling more about that letter, but I am only interested in pointing out about the poem. Raktamu Mamsa Selyamula Rasiyu Dehamu Nenu Kadu. There, Meeru Kadu.
Correct. In the discourse he says,
Nenu Kadu. Here, I am not
this body which is.
Yes. So he applies the same poem and completes verbatim. In Telugu, you have heard it.
Right.
Raktamu Mamsa Selyamula Rasiyu Dehamu Nenu Kadu. Suvyaktamu Kani Ku. కోరికలు వ్యర్థ మనస్సు నేను కాదు. ముక్తికి భంగకార్యకు మోహపు భావన నేను కాదు. నా శక్తి నన్నెరుంగగల శాశ్వతడవు పరమాత్మ నేనుగా. అండ్ ఆల్సో గివెన్ ఇన్ దిస్ ది అనాలజీ దట్ హీ గివ్స్ అబౌట్ ది షర్ట్ అండ్ అన్లెస్ యు నో హౌ టు వేర్ ఇట్
కరెక్ట్ You absolutely know, practical.
Something which the children can relate to.
Yes, sir.
The youth can relate to.
That is the uniqueness of
fashion.
And he keeps the students in view. And once he addresses them, it will be applicable and understood by everyone else.
Correct. Sir, somehow I am tempted to think that, you know, these summer courses as a series, all the summer courses, are something very unique. It's a very special blessing to the students.
Yes.
And I would really like to hear from you how it started and what I won't say prompted Swami to do it, but how did he make that sankalpa?
Yes, Prakash, this is a wonderful thing. This takes me in memory line to 70s.
Okay.
1973, I joined summer course. It was on Bhaja Govindam. None except in God could have organized a summer course of the type that was done. The reason is, students were drawn from all states of the country, 1,000 of them.
Correct.
The course was for one full month. And it consisted of boys and girls.
Correct.
Providing food, taking care of their health, and making them orient themselves towards serious things like spirituality, Indian culture and all that. Giving up their going to a cinema, a hotel, having a suite of their own or a savory of their own.
Correct.
Spending one full month like that. No one dared to have visualized that. And not merely that, the way that Swami attracted them, most of them are coming for the first time. Morning, there will be Suprabhatam. All students would attend.
Sir.
Nagar Sankirtan. Then morning darshan. That darshan is real darshan of God Himself. So thrilling.
Mm-hmm.
Against the blue sky on the terrace of Vrindavan building, Swami would come and stand, and Harati is offered at the end of the Nagar Sankirtan. Thrilling joy, how can you describe the joy? And Swami would move in the classes, when the classes are going on, without disturbing, He would move, give a thrill. During the lunch time, He would go around. Why I am telling this is, the lunch, the dinner, everything was looked after by Swami. For all the, because there were no constructed buildings.
Correct.
It was all temporary sheds, etc., which were made. People from Bombay, Delhi, right from Kashmir to Kerala, Assam, Bombay, all places people have come.
Correct.
They would have enjoyed such wonderful comforts in their life.
Mm.
Sleeping on the floor, getting up by 5 o'clock, going back to bed only by 10 o'clock, in between being busy every minute. I mean, it is thrilling. It is very difficult to... And there used to be social service. Would go into Russell Market, Bangalore. In Ooty, we went into the fruit market and vegetable market to clean up. It touched the hearts of those people. Youth in their teens coming wearing white dress, dirtying their hands, not minding doing any kind of service, with enthusiasm, singing bhajans. It was an experience. It is difficult.
I am just tempted to think that by allowing them to do service,
yes,
that is another way of teaching them you are not the body.
Yeah.
This
how
is what
beautifully you are relating.
This is
very true,
very
true.
Beautifully he speaks that.
Yes.
And then he even gives them the opportunity to do the service.
Yes, yes, yes.
So that they go beyond that.
Yes.
And they put service beyond their own body.
Yes, yes.
And this summer course, it started in 72, sir. The first
72?
Summer, yes.
Was the first summer course. 73, that is the second summer course I joined. Afterwards, 73 to 79 was the first phase.
Okay.
90 onwards was the second phase.
Yes.
Even for this summer course, 1990,
sir,
I pointed out to Swami,
sir,
Swami, there is some problem with me. Can I exempt myself from translation?
Oh. Okay.
And Swami said, no, do it. His love is so much. And 91... Narasimha Murthy Garu, Anil Kumar, myself, all the three we have translated.
Okay.
92 onwards, sparingly here and there.
Yeah, okay.
And how kind, compassionate, understanding Swami is.
Sir, how did you actually feel, sir, standing next to Swami?
Yes.
Sir, we would really like you to go back in time and describe to us and also to all the listeners how it would be, because we have seen how the Vedam chanting would get over, and then you would go and take Swami's namaskar. Would Swami speak to you at that time?
Yes. I mean, it is a thing in itself. Should the time arise, I may spend a little more time on that. But
sir,
in this context, I must tell you one thing. Swami prepares us systematically and thoroughly. He doesn't use His divine powers. He physically, He trains us, makes us ready, helps us and all that. I was damn afraid of Swami. I loved Swami from the core of my heart, but would never be able to face. How beautifully He removed all that fear from me. I asked Principal Narendra the question that you asked me.
Sir.
Sir, how do you stand by the side of Swami and welcome the Chief Minister for the function, for the inauguration of the building, I asked. But with such a person, Swami made to translate, stand by Him and feel totally comfortable. As if I and He are, we are one.
Correct.
I mean, it is not that kind of arrogance or anything like that. Feeling total kind of joy, which emanates, you know, with people whom you love and who loves you. That is true. In retrospect, I don't know how I can say, but the way that I asked Swami certain questions,
sir,
Swami, do you feel, or do you know everything all the time, or would you come to know whenever you want about any particular person or thing? I asked Swami. It would have brought a slap in the normal course from a highly placed person. If such a question was, you are silly. But Swami said, no, I know everything all the time. But I play a number of dramas here in the Vrindavan. Don't fall a prey to it. I know everything all the time. The reason is, Swami would walk a little distance, talk to a person, take a few steps, comes back, creates Vibhuti Prasadam and gives.
Okay.
My understanding was, Swami talked to him, he took a few steps, saw his account, debit or credit, whether he deserves still, he walked back and he gave the Vibhuti Prasadam.
Very true to your subject, I think.
Yes. So, that was how I was thinking. And Swami, so all that you should have is, you should have faith in Swami, love for Swami. Any question you can ask, he would not be hurt.
Sir.
He would remove your doubt. He would make purify your heart. He would make you closer to him. Now this is how things
this
went
is such
on.
A beautiful question, because, sir, I mean, though on the face of it, it might appear a bit rude, but I think this is something which might occur to any devotee. And it is not a lack of faith that this such a question will arise, but I think it is important to hold on to the answer which Swami gave at every turn in our life. And I think through you, Swami actually clarified it to all of us, you know, the way he is omniscient.
This segment of the discourse where Swami says the body is just an instrument, the tone and that conviction and that clarity which Swami speaks.
Yes.
I heard Swami had mentioned once that there is nobody else who can wear this saffron robe, who is eligible to wear this saffron robe. Because that the amount of sacrifice, the amount of selflessness that Swami embodied, I think with that purity, when Swami speaks, it directly touches your heart.
Very true.
So, so even when sir was telling about that padyam where Swami changed the first place and the and making it an address, the same way, I remember it seems in one of these interviews that Swami had given to the students.
Yes,
I think the boys were passing out, and that was the farewell interview.
Yes,
and one of the students made bold to ask Swami that, Swami, we pray that you should use our bodies as instruments in your hand. And Swami said, all are instruments. And Swami, pointing to his body, Swami said, even this body is an instrument. Very clearly, you know, establishing that fact that neither are you the body, nor am I this body. Neither be attached to your body, nor be attached to this body which I am wearing.
He allowed us to worship that body, because through that body we would be able to know. So that was how he treated his body also as a mere instrument and made us also feel that way.
In fact, very jovially, one of those occasions, I had written a letter to Swami. Swami, please make me your instrument. And then Swami looked at it and Swami said, ee avataram lo em instrument tisko raledra. Em instrument tisko raledu. He was telling that. And then he caught his hair.
Yes.
Except this. Except this hair. And not brought any other instrument. Do you think we should go through the next segment? Do we have
so
time?
Shall we go to the next clip, sir?
Oh, yes.
Where
sure.
Swami is, again, I think the beauty of this entire discourse is where Swami, every word which is connoting the body,
yes,
how Swami breaks it down and says that it is not without a reason why that name is given to this body.
Correct.
And explains, like we have seen Deham.
Yes.
Swami says that which is burn, that which burns is a body.
Yes.
So we'll go to the next clip where again Swami speaks
more of definitions
right.
of
them.
దీనికి మరొక పేరు కూడా కలదు, శరీరము అని.
దేర్ ఈస్ అనదర్ నేమ్ గివెన్ టు దిస్ ఫిజికల్ బాడీ, శరీరము.
దీని ఉత్పత్తి శీర్యతే ఇది శరీర అన్నారు. అనగా జీర్ణించినటువంటిది, శీరించినటువంటిది ఈ శరీరము.
దట్ మీన్స్ దిస్ ఫిజికల్ బాడీ గెట్స్ వర్న్ అవుట్ అండ్ ఆల్సో గెట్స్ డిస్ట్రాయిడ్.
ఇది పుట్టినప్పుడు రక్తపు ముద్దగా ఉంటుంది.
When this physical body is born, it is a mass of blood and flesh.
Komalatvamto aakarshimpa chestundi.
With all its tenderness, it would be highly attractive.
Kramakramena idi yavanamulo praveshistundi.
Gradually, this physical body enters into the stage of youth.
Andanandamula cheta ahankaranni prakatistundi.
It also expresses itself in with a sense of ego on account of its beauty.
తదుపరి వృద్ధాప్యములో ఇది ప్రవేశిస్తుంది.
Then it enters into old age.
వికారత్వాన్ని పొందుతుంది.
It also becomes very
ఈ శరీరము అనేక రకములుగా మార్పు చెందినటువంటిది.
This physical body undergoes many changes.
కనుకనే శీరతే ఇది శరీరః, జీర్ణతే జీర్ణించేటువంటిది, మార్పు చెందేటువంటిది కనుక దీనికి శరీరము అని ఒక పేరు.
It has got the name శరీరము because it undergoes so many changes and finally it will be ruined, it will be destroyed.
ఈ శరీరమునకు మూడొక పేరు కూడా ఉంటున్నది.
There is a third name for this physical body.
ఇది ఒక మందిరము అని కూడాను అనేక మంది ఉచ్చరిస్తూ వచ్చారు.
Quite a few people have described this as మంతనము.
ఈ మందిరము దేని నిమిత్తమై ఏర్పడినటువంటిది?
వై ఇస్ దిస్ డిస్క్రైబ్డ్ యాజ్ మందిరం ఆర్ టెంపుల్?
దేహో దేవాలయ ప్రోక్తో జీవో దేవ సనాతన. జీవుడు దేవుడైనటువంటి జీవునకు ఈ దేహము ఒక మందిరంగా నిర్మించబడింది.
ఇట్ హెస్ బీన్ డిస్క్రైబ్డ్ యాజ్ మందిరము ఎ టెంపుల్ బికాస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ హౌసింగ్ గాడ్ ఇన్ సైడ్.
మందిరం అనగా దీనిని ఏ విధంగా మనం ఉపయోగించాలి?
How should we use this temple?
ఇది పవిత్రమైనటువంటి, దివ్యమైనటువంటి భగవంతుని నిలయం.
This is most sacred and divine house of the Lord.
భగవంతుని నిలయమైనటువంటి ఈ దేహాన్ని దుర్వినియోగపరచటకు ఏమాత్రం కూడా వీలు కాదు.
It is not proper to abuse or misuse this temple of God.
దీనిని సక్రమమైన మార్గంలో, పవిత్రమైన మార్గంలో దీనిని వినియోగించాలి.
దిస్ హ్యాస్ టు బి యూటిలైజ్డ్ అండ్ యూజ్డ్ ఇన్ ది ప్రాపర్ వే అండ్ ఇన్ ఎ సేక్రెడ్ వే.
కనుకనే సత్కర్మలు, సదాచారములు, సచ్చింతనలు సలిపే నిమిత్తమై ఏర్పడినటువంటిదే ఈ దేహము అని.
దట్ ఈస్ వై ఇట్ ఈస్ సెడ్ దట్ దిస్ బాడీ ఈస్ మెంట్ ఫార్ పర్ఫార్మింగ్ గుడ్ యాక్షన్స్,
ధర్మాచరణ నిమిత్తమై నియమించినటువంటిది ఈ దేహము అని.
దిస్ బాడీ ఈస్ గివెన్ ఇన్ ఆర్డర్ టు కండక్ట్ అవర్ సెల్స్.
శరీరమాధ్యం కలు ధర్మ సాధకం.
దిస్ ఎంటైర్ బాడీ ఈస్ గివెన్ ఫర్ ది పర్పస్ ఆఫ్ పర్ఫార్మింగ్ రైచియస్ డీడ్స్.
ఈ ధర్మాచరణ నిమిత్తమై ఏర్పడినటువంటిది ఈ దేహము.
దిస్ బాడీ ఈజ్ మెంట్ ఫార్ పర్ఫార్మింగ్ రైట్ యాక్షన్.
అయితే ఈ దేహాన్ని సరి అయిన స్థితిలో మనం ఉంచుకోవాలి.
బట్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు మెయింటైన్ దిస్ ఫిజికల్ బాడీ ఇన్ ఎ ప్రాపర్ వే.
ఈ దేహము ఒక పనిముట్టు వంటిది.
దిస్ ఇస్ సంథింగ్ లైక్ ఎన్ ఇన్స్ట్రుమెంట్.
ఈ పనిముట్టు కూడా సరైన స్థితిలో ఉండినప్పుడే మనము సంకల్పించుకున్నటువంటి పనిని సరైన రీతిగా ఉపయోగించుకోవచ్చును.
వెన్ దిస్ ఇన్స్ట్రుమెంట్ ఈజ్ ఇన్ ఎ ఫిట్ కండిషన్ వీ కెన్ యూజ్ ఇట్ ప్రాపర్లీ ఫర్ ది పర్పస్ ఫర్ విచ్ వీ వాంట్.
పనిముట్టు పెన్ను మన దగ్గర ఉంది.
లెట్ అస్ టేక్ ది ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ఆఫ్ ఎ పెన్.
దీన్ని వినియోగించుకోవాలంటే దీన్ని సరైన స్థితిలో పెట్టుకోవాలి.
ఇఫ్ యూ వాంట్ టు యూజ్ ఇట్, ఇట్ మస్ట్ బి ఇన్ ఎ ఫిట్ కండిషన్.
నిబ్బు సరిగా ఉంటుండాలి, ఇంకు దీంట్లో ఉంటుండాలి. దీన్ని సరైన రీతిలో ఉంచుకున్నప్పుడే రాయడానికి కూడా ఒక ఉపయోగం అవుతుంది.
యూ విల్ బి ఏబుల్ టు రైట్ ఇట్ వెన్ దేర్ ఇస్ ఇంక్ ఇన్ సైడ్ ద పెన్ అండ్ వెన్ ది నిబ్ ఈస్ ఇన్ ఎ గుడ్ కండిషన్.
కత్తి ఒక పనిముట్టు.
ఎవ్రీ ఇన్స్ట్రుమెంట్.
అయితే ఆ కత్తి కూడా సరైనటువంటి సూటిగా, సరైనటువంటి పదులుగా ఉండినప్పుడే అది సద్వినియోగం గావించుకోవచ్చు.
స్వార్డ్ ఈజ్ అనదర్ ఇన్స్ట్రుమెంట్. ఓన్లీ వెన్ ఇట్ ఈస్ షార్ప్, వెన్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఇన్ ఎ ఫిట్ కండిషన్ ఇట్ కుడ్ బి.
కనుక ఏ పనిముట్టు ఏ స్థితి ఎందు సరిగా ఉండినప్పుడే ఆయా పనులు మనం సక్రమంగా చేసుకోవచ్చును.
we would be able to use the instruments properly only when all the instruments are in fit condition.
ఈ దేహం కూడాను పరిముట్టే కనుక ఈ ధర్మాచరణ నిమిత్తమై ఈ దేహమును సరైన స్థితిలో ఉంచుకోవాలి.
As this body is also an instrument for performing right action, we have to maintain this body and keep it in a fit condition.
ఈ కత్తితో ఫలములో లేక కూరగాయలు ఇంకే విధమైనటువంటి చిక్కుబడినటువంటి గంటలో మనం తీసుకోవచ్చును, కోసుకోవచ్చును.
If you take a sword may be used for the purpose of cutting vegetables and such other things.
అట్లు కాకుండా కత్తితో ఇనుమును కొయ్యడానికి ప్రయత్నం చేస్తే ఈ కత్తి కూడాను పదును తప్పిపోతుంది.
Instead of that, if you use this sword to cut the iron or steel, then it will be ineffective.
అదే విధముగా ఈ దేహాన్ని ఏ ఏ కార్యములయందు సద్వినియోగం గావించుకోవాలో దాని విచక్షణ జ్ఞానంతో దీన్ని వినియోగించుకోవాలి.
Similarly, you should know and have the discrimination to use this physical body in a proper way.
ఇక్కడ ఏ కార్యము చేయడానికి మనం పూనుకున్నా కూడా అక్కడ ఒక్క ప్రశ్నను మనం వేసుకోవాలి.
For whatever work you want to use this physical body, you should put a question to yourself.
Atma swarupudaina Brahmanu nenu.
I am the very embodiment of
ఈ కాయములో నివసిస్తున్నాను.
ఐ ఆమ్ లివింగ్ ఇన్ దిస్ ఫిజికల్ బాడీ.
కనుక ఆత్మస్వరూపుడైన నేను, బ్రహ్మస్వరూపుడైన నేను ఈ కాయము చే ఈ కర్మను నేను ఆచరించవచ్చునా ఆచరించకూడదా అని విచారణ చేసుకోవాలి.
ది క్వశ్చన్ ఈజ్ ఐ ఆమ్ ది వెరీ ఎంబాడిమెంట్ ఆఫ్ ఆత్మ, ఐ ఆమ్ ది వెరీ ఎంబాడిమెంట్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మ, కెన్ ఐ పర్ఫార్మ్ దిస్ యాక్షన్ ఆఫ్టర్ బీయింగ్ బ్రహ్మ అండ్ ఆత్మ?
ఈ కర్మ చేయ తగినదా, చేయ తగనిదా అనేటువంటి విషయాన్ని కూడా విచారించుకోవాలి.
ఈజ్ దిస్ యాక్షన్ వర్తి ఆఫ్ బీయింగ్ పర్ఫార్మ్డ్ ఆర్ అన్వర్తి ఆఫ్ బీయింగ్?
అప్పుడే ఈ దేహాన్ని సద్వినియోగం గావించుకున్న వాడవుతావు.
దెన్ ఓన్లీ యూ బి ఏబుల్ టు శాంటిఫై అండ్ యూజ్ ది బాడీ.
ఈ దేహం ఉన్నది కదా అని ఇష్ట ప్రకారం ఉపయోగించుకోరాదు.
Just because you are having a physical body, you should not misuse it and use it in any way.
దాన్ని ధర్మ విరుద్ధమైనటువంటి చర్యలు ఉపయోగించుకున్నట్టు అవుతుంది.
If you use like that, it would be going contrary to the right action and right
action. దర్మాచరణ నిమిత్తమై ఏర్పడినటువంటిది ఈ దేహం.
This physical body is given to you for performing right action.
దైవ మందిరంగా నిర్ణయించబడినటువంటిది ఈ దేహము.
This physical body should be recognized as a temple of God.
దీనిని మరొక పేరుగా క్షేత్రము అని కూడా చెప్తూ వచ్చారు.
అనదర్ నేమ్ గివన్ ఫర్ దిస్ ఈజ్ క్షేత్రము ఫీల్డ్.
క్షేత్రం క్షేత్రజ్ఞ జ్ఞాపవాన్ విద్య అనగా క్షేత్రము అనేటువంటిది దేహము, దీనిని గుర్తింపబడేటువంటి వాడు క్షేత్రజ్ఞుడు, గుర్తించేటువంటి వాడు.
దిస్ ఫిజికల్ బాడీ ఈజ్ ద ఫీల్డ్ అండ్ ద వన్ హూ రికగ్నైజెస్ దిస్ పర్టికులర్ ఫీల్డ్ ఈజ్
క్షేత్రాన్ని గుర్తించేటువంటి వాడే కాని గుర్తింపబడేటువంటిది దేహమే.
You are the one who has to recognize this physical body as a kshetra. And
neevu gurtincheetundi vaadu.
You are the one who has to know it.
Kanuka neevu deeniki sakshibhootudiga untundali.
You have to remain as a witness for this physical body.
దీనిని సద్వినియోగంగా దీనిని అది అనుభవించడానికి తగినటువంటి అధికారిగా ఉంటుండాలి.
యూ షుడ్ యు బి ఎన్ అథారిటీ హూ కెన్ యూజ్ దిస్ ఫిజికల్ బాడీ.
చాలా పవిత్రమైన స్థితిలో దీనిని ఉంచుకోవాలి.
యూ షుడ్ మెయింటైన్ దిస్ ఇన్ ద మోస్ట్ సేక్రెడ్ వే.
కాశీని ఒక క్షేత్రము అంటాము.
వీ డిస్క్రైబ్ కాశీ
బద్రీని ఒక క్షేత్రము అంటాము.
అండ్ బద్రి ఆల్సో
తిరుపతిని ఒక క్షేత్రము అంటాము.
తిరుపతి ఆల్సో హాస్ బీన్ డిస్క్రైబ్డ్ యాజ్
ఈ క్షేత్రం అనేటువంటి పదమును వినియోగించుకోవడంలో ఉండేటువంటి అంతరార్థం ఏమిటి?
వాట్ ఈస్ ది ఇన్నర్ మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ యూజింగ్ దిస్ వర్డ్ టు డిస్క్రైబ్ దిస్ ప్లేసెస్ యాజ్ క్షేత్ర పిల్గ్రిమేజ్ సెంటర్?
దైవ సంబంధమైనటువంటి యొక్క వాతావరణంతో కూడినటువంటిది.
దేర్ ఈస్ ఎ డివైన్ ఎన్వైరన్మెంట్ ఇన్ ఆల్ దీస్ ప్లేసెస్ ఆఫ్ పిల్గ్రిమేజ్.
కనుకనే దీనికి పవిత్రమైన స్థానము కాబట్టినే దీనికి క్షేత్రము అనేటువంటి సార్థక నామం ఉంటుంది.
యాజ్ దిస్ ఈజ్ ఎ సేక్రెడ్ ప్లేస్, ఇట్ హెస్ బీన్ గివన్ దట్ నేమ్ క్షేత్రము ఆర్ పిల్గ్రిమేజ్ సెంటర్.
ఆ క్షేత్రములో నిరంతరము పూజలు, సత్కర్మలు, మంత్రములు, దీక్షలు ఇలాంటివి జరుగుతూ ఉంటాయి.
ఇన్ ఆల్ దీస్ పిల్గ్రిమేజ్ సెంటర్స్ దేర్ విల్ బి వర్షిప్, వేరియస్ టైప్స్ ఆఫ్ వర్షిప్ పర్ఫార్మ్డ్ ఫర్ ప్లీజింగ్ ద లార్డ్.
అదే విధంగానే ఈ దేహం అనేటువంటి క్షేత్రం నుంచి సత్కర్మలు, సదాచారములు, సత్చింతనలు ఇలాంటి సేవల యందు పాల్గొని చేసుకోవాలి.
సిమిలర్లీ వీ షుడ్ యూజ్ దిస్ ఫిజికల్ బాడీ ది టెంపుల్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ ఫర్ పర్ఫార్మింగ్ గుడ్ యాక్షన్.
సత్కర్మల యందు ప్రవేశింపచేయటమే ఈ క్షేత్రం యొక్క సరైన అంతరార్థము.
The inner meaning of this physical body is that it must be put to good work, good action.
How beautifully, Swami. See, first he says about the fact that this body will be destroyed. This body will be worn out.
Correct.
This body is not permanent.
Yes.
Don't give undue importance to this. But give as much importance as is it is necessary.
Sir.
Know the correct use of it. And then how beautifully he brings to such students, young ones, great thing like realization. What is the purpose of this body? The purpose of this body is to make you know that you are God. How do you come to know that you are God? By doing good actions. And for the children, illustrations, going to temples, Kshetram, and temple.
Different definitions and different names of the human body.
Fantastic.
And each time he gives a new meaning, a new name,
yes,
it comes back to the same theme.
Yes.
The body is given to you to do good actions.
Yes, yes.
Righteous actions. So when you actually go through this portion, you know, there are some discourses where Swami starts with the shlokam. Naham manushyo nacha deva yakshaha, na brahmana shaktriya vaishya shudraha, aham satya bodhaka, satyam shivam sundaram. So he is just speaking the truth and he is presenting the truth in front of, as you said, youth who are sitting there.
And you know, in this particular part, so what's a beautiful thing which Swami is doing, as you said, to start with, he says the body is bound to perish.
Yes.
So, in a sense, bringing a kind of, you know, give the place which is necessary for the body.
Yes.
Don't celebrate the body more than it is necessary. But immediately Swami is saying that it is called mandiram. Okay.
Correct.
Don't defile it. It still is sacred.
Yes,
because
correct.
It houses the divinity. So Swami is actually bringing in the aspect of devotion here.
Correct.
And the next part, Swami is telling it's an instrument. Swami is talking about the pen.
Yes.
And Swami is saying it has to be taken care of well. So Swami is bringing in the concept of discipline.
Correct.
And in the next part, Swami is saying that, see, if this is an instrument to realize God, then what should you do? Every moment you have to ask yourself, is this what God will do?
Yeah.
Is this acceptable?
Yes.
Swami is bringing in discrimination.
That's
so that is a wonderful thing and a very important thing. You see how Swami has the power to make people concentrate on what he speaks. And there he tells, discriminate. Ask yourself, you are God, can you do this? Is it an act to be done by God? Otherwise don't do it. See, he motivates beautifully
with the truth,
with
absolute
the
truth.
Yes.
There is no compromise in that truth.
No.
When he says the truth, whether you are able to relate to it immediately or not, he speaks the truth. That is something which is so beautiful. Like somebody would try to make it simpler for others to understand. He gives examples, but he sticks to the truth because truth is what he always stood for.
And compromises.
Yes.
He doesn't compromise with the truth.
Correct.
But he lifts all the other things to the level of the truth.
That is beautiful.
And reconciles them rather than brings down the truth in order to satisfy people who cannot raise up to that particular thing. That is it. Very true.
Generally, when you see some spiritual discourses, they tend to say that you are sinning and you have to become better.
Yes.
But here Swami is saying that is not your nature.
Yeah.
Your nature is there and you're stepping down from it. Instead of trying to raise the consciousness of people, raise the nature of the people, he's saying that that is your nature and you have, come down from it.
He's saying that because that's the
correct
truth.
That is the truth. And because the focus, Swami is ever on that.
And the first discourse, sir,
yes,
Swami very beautifully started with truth. Truth and dharma.
Yes.
And then the link is so beautiful because the first discourse he says the importance of satya.
Yes.
And in the second discourse, as he's speaking,
yes,
however quote-unquote strange it sounds, because we are so used to identifying ourselves with the body and the layers of cosmetics that go into keeping the body look young. I wish none of the cosmetic companies listen to this. But Swami sticks to the truth.
Yes.
And he brings it out so beautifully. Sir, I just noticed even your pitch is so high when you're translating Swami's discourse. It's like Swami is standing on the...
That energy is infectious.
The energy is so infectious. And Swami is actually speaking at a very high pitch. With that power, he just penetrates that into...
I think so. I think it is his leela. And I mean, one has to experience to believe that it is so.
Yes.
And Swami gives us that capacity, the strength, the power. And that is true.
So, this first segment, I think Swami spoke exclusively about the body.
Right.
And how it is given to us to do righteous actions.
One thing is, you see, first he says, get detached to the body.
Right.
You are not the body. This will perish. There will be changes. A boy becomes an old man.
Yes.
So don't believe it. But when you are having it, use it well. The purpose is not to fondle it. The purpose is to use it and achieve the goal, the purpose for which the body is given to you.
Correct.
So that way, how beautifully he lives. Any person who is concentrating, who wants to get the benefit, can certainly get the benefit out of this particular
thing. Yes, sir.
And he emphasizes, don't forget about your truth. You are God. I sometimes wonder, Ramakrishna Paramahamsa only just said, has spoken to God, has seen God. The same way as I am speaking to you, Vivekananda was stunned into surprise. But here is one who tells, I am God, you are God. And he goes on to explain, to prove, yes, you are the indweller, you are Kshetrajna.
Correct.
Wonderful. This is Krishna.
That is his compassion also, sir.
Compassion.
That is his compassion. That.
In the, coming back to the summer courses and all, we'd like to know from you, sir, what actually Swami started summer courses.
Yes.
And as you described it, it's such a mammoth effort.
Yes.
But what really impelled Swami to do that and, you know, bring so many thousands of students to his fold?
There is nothing like an accidental thing or a whimsical kind of act on the part of Swami in his entire life. Akhila manavulaku anandamunu gurchi rakshinchutunute deekshanaku, he wrote in 1947. And whatever he wrote in that poem, as a part of the letter to his brother, his focus is always on that. Whatever he does, he gives interviews, he supplies water, he takes up a hospital, starts a college, everything is for that. Why I am telling this is, he wants to make students as his chosen instruments in his dharma samsthapana and fulfilling the mission of giving joy to all the people. So, he catches them. He has all powers. And once he decides that these are my instruments, he invests them. He invests that power into them and he uses them. His love for the students, you are a student, you have enjoyed, how can I explain to you? It is absolutely, he is prepared to do anything for the sake of the students. I joined as a teacher. And there will be students around Swami. Sometimes he makes fun of everyone, including the teachers. If it can give joy to the students. But he takes care to see that the discipline is maintained. No one can overstress. Swami may make fun of a teacher, but a student should always respect.
Correct.
That way, the whole summer course was to see that the students do not go back to their homes and get back to their old habits. 9 months they have spent in a residential atmosphere, enjoying sacredness, giving up their love for the mundane things like cinemas, hotels, that licentious life, and that frailties and all that. And then 2 months holidays they go. He didn't like it. He would spend with them, give them joy. He will take them to Kodaikanal. All these things are for that. And the summer course, which meant in expenditure to tune of lakhs of rupees, are not merely the challenges of managing these people, etc. It was only out of love for the students, transforming them, and through them, transforming the society. Is an act of love. He loved the students immensely.
I'm sure Sai Prakash will tell us. We have some very beautiful images of Swami standing on that parapet wall and delivering a discourse.
Yes, that was 1972, I think. 72, just outside the pond that was there in Vrindavan.
Yes, yes, the hostel stands.
Yeah,
so no, it was on a Sunday. I'll tell you that.
Mm.
Dr. Bhagavantam was translating.
Yes.
See, what happened was, on Sundays also, first there will be social service.
Okay.
Before social service commences, Swami speaks.
Mm-hmm.
Speaks to them, motivates them, inspires them, encourages them, makes them do their very best. Not some kind of show or things like that. And there was one, some kind of bench. A stone bench.
Yes.
A cement bench like. Swami got up on the bench. And Dr. Bhagavantam was standing by the side.
Correct.
And Swami spoke and he translated. What Swami would not do for the sake of the boys? Swami would go around on his toe in order to give joy to the boys. Swami would play with his fingers, the shadow play.
Oh.
And show them. Fantastic things. But that, all that spontaneous love. I want to tell you one thing. If people are coming from America, Canada and various places to Prasanthinilayam and follow the lotus feet, and even after Swami left the body, if they are coming, you can see how much of love Swami has instilled and transferred to them. And they are in a world of, in an objective world where luxury, earnings, money and all that. But in the midst of all that, they remember these things and come back. And our students are participating and doing yeoman work all over the world, wherever they are, in their own way. It is all on account of these summer courses also. And 1 year, it was not possible to have a summer course in Vrindavan. Swami arranged for a summer course in Ooty.
Hostel construction was on, I think.
Yes, hostel construction was on, and therefore he held in Ooty. Swami Chinmayananda spoke, and a famous singer, I forget his name, he was also singing.
Pandit Bhimshan Joshi, is he?
A youngster. He has come in the cinemas also, you know. He is, it seems, producing one.
Anup Jalota.
Anup Jalota. Anup Jalota was there. He sang.
Yes.
And Swami says, our Rupak is better than Anup Jalota.
That is Swami's love.
That is his love. That is the mother, Sai mother. And it is not imagination. It is not drama. It is not playing. Truly he felt that way. A mother really feels her own child great. And Nityananda Menon spoke, Swami Chinmayananda spoke. Our Nityananda Menon speaks much better than Swami Chinmayananda. Swami says, love, love, love. And he transformed them. Otherwise, with so much of temptations of the world saturated and swayed by the money, how are people be committed to some kind of dharma samsthapana and spiritual value? How would it be possible at all? It is possible because he has caught them by his love, filled them, and brought out their love which was in their own hearts. So, the summer course is that way, a brainchild of Swami, born out of his love for the students, to keep them with him. Not allowing them to go to their places.
That analogy which Swami says,
yes,
of Mother Yashoda,
yes,
holding the butter in one hand and the stick behind, he gives worldly education, that is the butter. He draws everybody. You get your degrees, you get everything. But Atmavidya is that stick which is holding behind.
Surely.
I think the best description of Swami is in that Bhajan Bhavanasha. It is said, Mohanakara Manamoha Vinasha.
Beautiful.
The one who, by means of attracting you, removes the Manamoha, the afflictions of the mind. And definitely that's what Swami did. If he listened to all these things out of his pure love, otherwise how would it be possible to attract thousands of students, young students from all across the world, like Sir was describing, from Kashmir to Kanyakumari, and to be made to live in such Spartan conditions.
For one month, full month, and in summer, in the heat.
That is that Akarshana Shakti, Swami
would
say.
Swami would give them mangoes, Swami would give them sweets, personally, physically go to the dining hall and distribute. It's fantastic thing.
Sir, Swami says, you are not the body, use the body as an instrument.
Yes.
But if you look at Swami's life, his life itself is his message. And how Swami used his physical body as well is something which, you know, we can go on for how he set an example with how Swami used his body all the time for serving others.
In this connection, Dr. Bhagavantam told Swami once, Swami, it is summer. Let us not go to Parthi, Swami. Let us be here.
Okay.
And in Vrindavan. Swami said, Yemi Bhagavan, what Bhagavantam? This body is born in Puttaparthi. And I don't mind this heat at all. For Swami, body was just an instrument.
Correct.
Just an instrument.
Beautiful. So I think the time now is 8:30 and it's
okay.
Time to get this program to an end. But it was such a beautiful experience, sir, to sit here across the table and listen to these beautiful reminiscences, and I think it kind of recreated that scene of Swami conducting the summer courses. And I think on behalf of all listeners of Radio Sai, not only we thank you, but we also offer an open invitation. So whenever you're in Prashanthi Nilayam, you should be a part of this program, Shravanam Mananam Nididhyasanam, and honor this show.
Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity, because I have relived those beautiful, lovely moments with Swami. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Jai Ram.
Thank you, sir. So, dear listeners, this is the end of the fourth episode of Shravanam Mananam Nididhyasanam. We would be back here for the next part of this discourse, 20th May 1990, the evening discourse. That will be next week. So, offering this humble effort of ours at Bhagavan's lotus feet, this is Prem from Team Radio Sai, and with me is Sai Prakash. We offer our humble pranams. And in a short while, Bishu will be here, and he is bringing along a couple of guests who are going to recreate another aspect of Swami's love which manifested as Bhagwan's Kore trips. And that is going to be fascinating nonetheless. So please stay tuned and happy listening. Jai Sai Ram.